This is the Novice Novelist Podcast, episode 13.
Join us in a world where creativity thrives, ideas come to life, and dreams become a reality. Welcome, listeners, to the Novice Novelist Podcast.
Welcome back to the Novice Novelist Podcast. Once again, we are introducing some new student hosts. Actually, they're not new. These are student hosts that are returning, and they will become the host here very soon. So I'm going to immediately pass it to them. And our first student host is Maddie Koskala.
Hi, guys. I just want to touch on our contest that we had before break during the holidays. We had Mrs. Files' sixth grade class make poems, and we have our two winners with us today. I'm going to talk with Paige Sims. So, Paige, can you tell us about your poem?
Well, it's like I did like this word pyramid sort of, mm-hmm. and then I did a sentence for every last word of that poem thing. Yeah.
I think there's actually a name for that kind of poem, right? Didn't we look it up?
Yeah, it's an acrostic poem.
Acrostic poem. Yeah. Remember that. You wrote an acrostic poem.
And then at the bottom, I had just like a little bit of all the things I'm thankful for. And,
yeah. Is this your first time writing poems?
It's actually my second. I've wrote a poem for my baby sister once.
Oh, that's super sweet. Do you like writing poems, like, more than writing stories, or?
I like writing poems more because they kind of, I like how they rhyme and stuff sometimes. Yeah.
Have you ever written songs?
I've written one song. Well, not written it. I've just started singing words sometimes. Yeah, the words just kind of come out to me in song form.
Poetry's kind of like songs. You just don't sing it. So, close enough.
Yeah. You said that you just use every letter mm-hmm. at the end. Was there, like, any meaning that you put in, or was it just kind of what came to mind?
Well, the first one for the T, thank you for all you have done for me, is actually for my mom because she's done so much for me in my life, and I'm really grateful for it.
That's super sweet. Are there any other specific meanings throughout your poem or?
My mom, she always looks at me in a unique way, and she'll always like every day for my birthday, she'll post something on Facebook and she'll have like five pictures of me and she'll say that we need more people like me in her life.
That's your mom awesome. Seems super sweet. Yeah.
Did you show her the poem?
Yeah.
Very cool.
That's nice.
All right. Well, thank you, Maddie, and congratulations, Paige. And up next is our second co-host, Dalton Lieb.
Hey, how's everyone doing? All right. I'm here with Grace Fleener, who's the second winner for the contest. Grace, now why don't you tell us a little bit about your poem?
Well, my poem was it was basically about like everything I'm thankful for, obviously, but it had a lot of meaning behind it, and yeah.
So, I understand they use like just like a regular rhyme scheme, but what's your favorite style of like writing? Like, just do you like preferring this type of rhyme scheme, or do you like doing some stuff different?
Sometimes it depends. Like, sometimes I like doing this kind of rhyme scheme, or like another form of writing.
Do you ever write for fun, or do you just write for school-related things?
Sometimes I write for fun.
Okay. Do you have, like, a journal or diary or anything?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I understand that it tells us about, like, your ability to sing. Like, when do you – are you in choir or anything?
I'm not in choir, but I do band and orchestra. And
you like to sing, though?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
All right.
Did you hear the touch of class that we had on here on the podcast on the last episode?
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. That was the one where we, I think, announced you as the winners, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right before Christmas break. All right. Well, very good. So both of these two wrote poems that they were, they were based on what they were thankful for. And we did that during the holiday season just to kind of get our middle school students involved. So we appreciate you two and congratulations again. They're not only did they get to get featured on the podcast, but they're getting gift certificates to our media center. We have a cafe in the media center. So they're each getting a $10 gift certificate. And we thank you for being on here. And you two are awesome writers. And we're excited you just got to share some of that with everybody listening out there. So thanks again. And we will see you next time on The Novice Novelist.
Thanks for listening to the Novice Novelist Podcast. Please subscribe and share and tune in every week to hear more Port Clinton High School students become the Novice Novelists.